The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Excited to bring on a couple new sponsors this month, and let me tell you about one that I am going to be using quite regularly: Alive and Well Hydration. Alive and Well Hydration is a mobile IV infusion group. They can do everything from cold and flu, COVID regeneration, fat burners, more energy, B12 injections, prenatal care for all your rough days, athlete recovery, and the hangover cure. Guys, first off, I went to school with this dude who has this place now, or is part of it, Mr. Justin Frost. Thank you for being a sponsor. And let me tell you, they do weddings. They'll come to your house. They come to your office. They'll come to wherever, maybe even your podcast studio. And I just want to tell the folks over at Alive and Well Hydration, I plan on using y'all. Heck, I'm going to have to with the way that my year is going, or the way that my year is going to end anyway. So y'all do me a favor. Y'all go look up Alive and Well Hydration here in Middle Georgia now. New with us this month is C. Martin Construction. My buddy, Dennis Farmer's granddaddy, started it back when he was 16 years old, and my buddy Dennis took it over here recently. They offer everything from site prep, demolition, pond digging, grading, land clearing. My buddy Dennis is cool as hell. Y'all make sure y'all go check them out at C. Martin Construction. They have a money-back guaranteed. If you don't like their service, then they'll make it right with you. I know these folks personally, and as far as construction goes, I think you'll be in damn good hands. So give my guy a call now at 478-283-1246. Call Mr. Dennis Farmer at C. Martin Construction now. How about some cowboy stuff? My buddy, old friend, Chris Sapp, owner of Desperado & Company, over at the Pooler Tanger Outlet Mall. They are in Suite 611. They offer all kind of Western wear. Boots, toddlers, youth, women's, men's, everything. They have Ariat wallets, phone cases, men and women's jewelry, Montana silversmith, belt buckles, Ariat belts for men. They offer clinch. Ariat and Wrangler are their main brands of clothes. Lots of exotic boots. Guys, I saw some of the stuff that they're bringing me and some of the stuff I get to try on. Let me tell you, there's a lot of great Western wear places that are up in Nashville that I get to go to. This place compares to every single one of them. So what I need you guys to do is look up Desperado & Company, Chris Sapp. Their phone number is 912-604-0389. Go check them out. Get all turquoise the hell up. Get all westerned up. Look like a cowboy, cowgirl. Western fashion is the coolest shit to me, by the way. And the fact that they're on board as a sponsor now, I can't wait to try on some of the stuff that he has sent me and everything that they have sent me in pictures to get my size in. Dude, it's all banging. It's all awesome. So look up Desperado & Company now. Mr. Chris Sapp, once again, the Pooler Tanger Outlet Mall, Suite 611. Let me tell you about the wonderful Miss Vicky down at Dolly's Delights. This time of year is when every one of y'all are looking for something to give your coworkers, your friends, your family, whatever, whoever. And let me tell you, she does these wonderful gift baskets. She brought me one to the studio yesterday. She wanted to change her ad up a little bit, and she wanted to give me a preview of what you guys can get. Now, look, I got some great candy, also some other cool things for men, and plus, I guess she knew I like candles. She obviously went all out for this basket, trying to put on a good show for me, and she did. So, everybody that is associated with Raising Grace Studio will be getting one of these gift baskets for the holidays, and I recommend you guys get them too. Now, she told me this is one of the more expensive ones, but if you don't feel like spending a whole lot of money on one, she's got some for around $30-$40 as well, and she can supply your whole office, your whole school, whatever. So, Miss Vicky at Dolly's Delights, thank you. If you want to get in touch with her now, call her at 478-231-7237 or go visit her at 5122 3rd Avenue, Eastman, Georgia. Now, a couple days ago, I did a show with Miss Lori from Lori's Dive-In over in Alamo. She brought me and Gracie all types of food, even a keto pizza, a cauliflower pizza. I've never ate anything like that before in my life. And let me tell you, it was banging. The wings were amazing. She does this special mix-up with lemon pepper and buffalo, and it's out of this world. Her wings are cooked better than almost any place I've ever been. Let's see, what else did she bring us? She brought us fried Oreos. She brought us fried pickles. The barbecue was awesome. The hamburger was banging. When you go there too, folks, you can go back and listen to the whole episode between me and her. Her staff is awesome. You feel like you're at home. It's just the best little place around. I know whenever we go through Alamo or I'm going down 16, I'm going to divert myself to go get lunch there. Y'all, please go check her out. Her phone number is 912-568-1645. It's on Commerce Street over in Alamo. You can't miss it. It's Lori's Dive-In. Go get fed good. Go get treated good. You're not going to get better service from better people anywhere around here. So go check her out now. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. So, I don't know how many of y'all know this about me or not, but every once in a while, I've got this alter ego. This alter ego is called King Petty. And today seems like a good time to do some King Petty shit. I have had a really good holiday season so far. We ended up with the toy drive, helping 34 families. And it's all because of you guys that we helped that many families. I'm very grateful for each and every one of y'all. But, you know, when you do good, you always got fucking assholes that want to mess with you, want to aggravate you, want to be the reason why you don't want to do it again. So, I think I say this every year, and I probably have said this multiple times by now. I get to this point, and I just don't want to do it again. And I understand why I say that every year now. I forgot what it is like to deal with miserable people. And the past 2 days, I've got weird messages from folks. And I don't like Reddit. I don't read Reddit. I don't fucking look at it. Because people can just state whatever they want to on there. And I think that's just like the dumbest shit. Oh, y'all hear that? That means it's going to get real petty. But anyway, people can just post whatever the fuck they want to on it. They can make up rumors, whatever. And I've always laughed at it. I've always thought it was just the stupidest shit. And then yesterday, I'm minding my own fucking business and everything. And someone sends me a post. And I'm very appreciative of this person who sent me a post. Because when they did, they also retaliated on the post. They also commented on the post, and I'm going to read you both of them. But when that happened, I realized I was getting banned on lives and I was getting blocked on lives, and this shit hasn't happened. Not lately, anyway. It's been a while since it happened. And
I just realized there are just miserable fucking people in this world. And if they're not happy, they don't want anybody to be happy. And I feel sorry for those people. I do. They're never going to admit that they're fucking miserable. They're never going to admit that. Did I turn the radio all the way off? I did. We were having some fun with that. Let me turn that back on. This is Eric Church. It's Eric Church kind of day here at the studio. When I start listening to Eric Church or Eminem for some reason, it's the same. It's the same response. My give a fuck has gone out the window, and it's time to raise a little hell. But anyway, so dealing with miserable people, I want all y'all to have it in your head, by the way. Jesus had people that hated him. Jesus had people that didn't understand him. And I promise you, I am not comparing my fucking self to Jesus. Not at all. I'm just saying that if someone can hate on Jesus, they can hate on anybody. It doesn't matter if you're doing the right everything, making every right decision in this world, they're going to hate on you. You don't have a choice in the matter. And it has took me the longest time to just realize that. I've always said I didn't give a fuck what anybody thought about me. And I don't. And in all fairness, I really could give a shit less what some of y'all think. But I also don't think you should give a fuck about my opinion of you either. I'm trying to be fair with that. But I go out of my way to help folks. And I go out of my way to give back. Because this is my life. You know, I would think that 99% of the people listening to this show right now, if you were in my shoes, you would figure out that the only reason why you're in these shoes is because Paige Bauer, hello Paige, sent me something on Facebook. The only reason why you're in the position that you're in now is because of the people listening. And you should give back to those people. You should help. If you don't have a normal life, you don't work a regular 9-to-5, and you can make a big part of your life giving back and helping, why wouldn't you? And of course, you're going to get people that are like, oh, you're not doing it. You're keeping the money or whatever. That's what they sound like when they message me. And it's just like, okay, think what you want. I really don't have to defend myself. I'm never going to be the guy that buys food for a homeless person and then makes a video of me giving the food to a homeless person. Because in my mind, it stops being about you doing something good, and it starts being about you want credit for doing something good. I don't give a fuck if I get credit or not. If anybody's listening to this, out of those 34 families that we helped with Toy Drive this year, if you want to make a post about us helping you, go right ahead. I don't care. I'm not going to be the one that does it. I'm not going to be the one that shows off your shit. I'm not going to be the one who does any of it. I'm not going to. Because I don't want somebody to not come to me again and say, I need help. I don't want to put somebody on the fucking spot. I don't want to be that person. And I just, for the life of me, can't understand why people want to be that way. I'm gonna read this thing right here that was posted one day ago. And it says, it's on Reddit, I guess. And it says, Josh Terry, TikTok influencer. First off, not a fucking influencer. I am a podcaster. I'm a radio show host. I am not a fucking influencer. If I'm influencing you to do a goddamn thing, you need to rethink your life. Little good Mick Ultra for today. Anyway, says Josh Terry, influencer on TikTok. Anybody seen him on TikTok and Snap, always asking for donations for something. But literally nobody has seen who he helps. Knows families helps. Literally no one. I know him personally, and y'all are just filling his pockets with funds and tips. Wake up. Whoever you are, and by the way, this is why I get disgusted with Reddit. This person's name is obviously not ugly. Well, you're an ugly fucking person to me, whoever you are. I had people message me today that thinks that it's Bitchzilla. If y'all remember the King Petty episodes from a couple months ago when I had to show my ass then, they think it's Bitchzilla. I don't know that it's Bitchzilla. Them saying that they know me personally, Fuck you. First off, if you have a problem with me, or you think that I'm doing something bad, why don't you come and see for yourself? I'm not putting the families on blast. I'm not. We've got people that we've helped for 3 or 4 years now. And when they need stuff, they help. We help, I mean. They're not scared to ask for help. People like this and people that publicize when they help folks, they make it to where people are scared to ask them for help because they don't. Nobody wants to look like a fucking charity case. No one wants to look like that. And if you are getting some clout or you're getting whatever off of helping people, fuck you. You're a cunt too. Okay? You should never take somebody's tragedy, somebody's hard times, somebody's fucking horrible year, not being able to provide for their kids at Christmas because they've had a shitty year, and make a fucking another 100,000 followers off of it. You should not do that. People that do the right things for the wrong reasons still end up being wrong. You still end up being a fucking cunt. What was great, and I'm not going to tell this person's name. I love this person, by the way. She is a fucking sweetheart and is always welcome here at the studio. She's the one that sent me that post. Then she goes on to comment, "I know Josh personally and very well at that. He is the most giving person I've ever met and helped me and my son in one of our worst times." I did not ask that young lady to do that, but the fact that she acknowledges that, it makes me know that she's one of those people that if they ever need help again, they know they can trust me to come to me and I'll be there for them. "Have you ever thought maybe these families," I'm going back to where she, what she wrote on Reddit. "Have you ever thought maybe these families don't want their personal issues spread over social media? Want to stay private?" They want to stay private. "To say this is disgusting. Josh makes his own money." And by the way, I do. For those who don't know that, this is my job. I get paid from a fucking management company once a month to put out this show. I get paid from sponsors to have their ads on the show. This is my job. I don't need to make extra income right now. I'm not fucking killing it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want any of y'all to think that I'm fucking killing it. There's a reason why when I go to Nashville or I go anywhere, I budget myself out before I go because I don't have fuck you money. Actually, I don't have a lot of disposable income. I have enough to where I budget myself to where I can network, make relationships happen, grow relationships, and find entertaining people to have on the show for you guys so I can keep entertaining you, okay? So I do make my own fucking money. I don't need you guys. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I need you to fucking listen. And I need you to download each and every fucking show. But I don't need your charity. I would rather use my platform to help those that are in need, that need a helping hand. I don't need a helping hand. I have people that are associated with the show that if I get in a bind, I call them and I say, "Hey, I'm fucking short this month." Or, "Hey, you want to make my truck payment for me this month instead of being a sponsor on the show?" There we go. See, it just works that way. I make my own money. Let's see. Josh makes his own, back to the email. Josh makes his own money, or the post. "And yes, he has friends." And yes, he was friends with the girl who showed. Oh, yeah. I'm not getting into that. Pretty much they're bringing up the situation where somebody we've had on the show before that I've told y'all I show grace to because I have no ill will towards this person. They did something stupid on social media. They won't be back on the show. But that's not just a me decision. That's an overall company decision, a business decision. But I pray for that person. I pray they find grace, and I pray they fix whatever problem's going on with them still. And he explained that situation like I just did and talked about how that person spiraled out of control. Y'all have no lives. It's what the girl posted. So anyway, I don't know why my fat ass is sweating so bad. Hold on a second. You know what I need? Excuse me. I need another sip of this beer. King Petty says pissed. His blood pressure gets up and running, and I can't quit.
once that starts happening.
Whew. But anyway, it just pisses me off to the point to where I make a King Petty episode that I talk about this shit. Because there are people out there that want to see you fail. There are people out there that don't want to talk about the good things you do. People are never going to fucking say that, hey, you did something good. Nobody is ever going to say that you did something good. But the second you do something fucked up, oh, I've known him forever. I know him personally. I've seen him fuck people over. Let me tell you, I am very open and transparent to the point to where I've told y'all when I was a young man, I was a piece of shit. That's part of all the lessons I learned in life were from failing and doing fucked up things that I shouldn't have done. I regret all those fucked up things. I regret every one of them. But it made me the man I am today. It made me the father I am today. It made me the podcast host, talk show host that I am today. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing. I wouldn't. If all the things add up to put you where you're supposed to be in life, then I made the wrong decisions, but they were right for me to get me where I'm at right now. I've asked forgiveness from anybody I've ever hurt, anybody I lied to when I was a young man. I've made amends with a lot of it. And that's one reason why I even do this charity work that I do. Some of it I'm super passionate about. Some of it I just feel like I have to make amends. I have to make things right with certain people. Not certain people, but I have to make things right with the people that I can. And I like giving back. I like helping. I like people saying, you're doing a good job. Because you know what I used to hear when I was young? You're a fuck up. You're a fuck up. You're never going to amount to nothing. And let me tell you, those things will stick with you forever. Those things will stick with you for the rest of your life to the point where you have a chip on your shoulder. And everything you do is to prove somebody fucking wrong. Listen, y'all think whatever you want about me. But when it comes down to it, the shit that I do, not the charity work, everything else I do, even this King Petty episode, it's to throw something in your fucking face. It is to show you I'm not who you think I am. I'm not the person you think I am. I'm going to read y'all the message I got today that set me off today. And before I read this, I want to say to this person, I didn't know who was messaging me. Afterwards, when I scrolled up to see if there was any messages before, because I didn't follow them, they follow me. I think they only follow me on Snapchat. I don't know. They might follow me on everything. But I didn't know that this person still followed me. I had no idea. I have not heard from this person in forever. I know them from back in the day. I thought this person was cool with me. I really did. But they said this. And this goes back to the original thing that where I've never seen you help families or whatever. Okay, the original Reddit post. They sent me this. I know a lot of people who think this. He's just the only one who posted about it. I'm talking about the person who posted being a fucking dickhead towards me. Maybe not show them off, but my old gym would at least show the presents they bought with the money they would that they were given or something showing the money is going somewhere. Look, I want to make it clear. There's been people at this studio for the past week that have seen us give shit out. I'm not going to be the motherfucker that goes and buys a cheeseburger and gives it to a homeless person or a hungry person and put it on social media. If the families want to, that's cool. But I'm not going to ask them to do that. I'm not going to make a fucking big deal out of it. You want the toys and stuff for us to post to them? I can see how somebody would want that. But a lot of them aren't here. A lot of them go through a third party, and we order them offline, and we have them mailed directly to the families. I have someone who helps me with that, a family member pretty much. They order the stuff online, and they send it out to these people. They order it from whatever website they got to order it from or whatever, and then they ship it to them, not to us. And we do a family at a time. We did 34 families. 34 people got paid at a different time. Some of them got paid, like you have two or three in a day, some shit like that. But when the money came in, the money went out. Okay, if that's not the case, there would have been almost like $30,000, something like that. I can't remember. what it would have been total for everything. I would have bought a new fucking truck. I want a new truck right now. I want a new house. I would have something like that. I know I spent a lot of money on beer and bitches, but goddamn, I ain't got enough. I hadn't been drunk enough, and I ain't got enough women around me for that amount of money. I just legit don't understand people's reasoning. Look, it even made me go. I was sitting in the bathtub. I was sitting right there, and I was thinking to myself, why am I even concerned with someone from my past? Why am I concerned with someone who I did not know that even kept up with me on social media? I figured this person, they seem like they're successful. I figured like this person has something better to do with their life than follow somebody they don't like or they don't trust or they don't believe in. You know who I follow on social media? I follow people. I follow a lot of bitches with big asses and titties and a lot of comedians and a lot of musicians and stuff like that. But the people that I follow that are everyday people that are just hardworking, good fucking people, I only follow them. I don't follow people I think are pieces of shit. I don't follow people that I think are lying to me. Why would you do that? I don't know why someone would do that. I'm not doing it. Are you guys doing it? Are you following people just because you hating on them? It brings me back to the thing. Me and Trey Lewis talked about this on the show. He asked me, and I'm going to tell y'all again. I am a Howard Stern fanatic from back in the day. He's the one who made me want to do this job, to work in radio. He made me want to be the person I am today and be an individual. He's the first person I looked up to regarding this shit. And let me tell you, Howard Stern in his movie, he was a bit much, as all of you know. And anyway, there was a point in the movie where he's losing a bunch of sponsors and they do like a survey of him. And it's where the average Howard Stern listener that likes him listens for an hour and a half a day. The average Howard Stern hater listens for like 3.5 hours a day. They both had the same answer when they were asked, why do you listen, whether it was the lover or the hater? It's because I want to see what he's going to say next. I want some of y'all to hate me. I want some of y'all to not like me. I want some of y'all to get disgusted when you hear my voice because I must be doing something to the point, to the fucking point, to where you're not turning your fucking radio off. You're not unfollowing me. And you know why? I think it's literally because you know what I'm saying is real. You might not like it. It might rub you the wrong way. But you know that it's real. You know that it's authentic. You know that if I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk about something, that it's genuine. When I get my feelings hurt, I post it. When I get fucking mad about something, I post it. When I am just heartbroken, I post it. You know why? Because it's a release to me. It's an outlet for me. Social media can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. For me, it is an outlet. If y'all don't know the story, I used to be 300-something pounds. I've dealt with depression. I've had a suicide attempt when I was younger, like in 2010. I had to figure out for myself that I needed outlets, that I needed something that I can't keep shit harbored inside of me. Some people say I overshare. Well, the reason why I overshare is because when I put something on social media, usually you get a positive response from it. When I shared my suicide story for the first time on social media, I thought everybody's going to pick on me. I thought that everybody was going to be like, you're fucking crazy, dude. But you know what happened? I got nothing but love and support. I got nothing but people messaging me saying, man, I've been there. I'm glad that you're speaking up about this. Not enough people talk about this. And it was the fact that I went through the shit and posted it to where I figured out right then, anytime I'm feeling something, post it. Get reassurance. Get people telling you that it's going to be all right if you're having a bad day. Or if you're wrong about something, or you think that you're wrong about something, you know what's really good? figuring out that you're not alone, figuring out that you're not wrong, that is something that is better than money, that is better than whatever. It's a peace of mind. So if you're like ever just feeling like you need to share something, fucking share it. If you're feeling it in the moment, share it. It gives you something. It gives you peace to where you don't have it, to where you're trying, stumbling around in the dark right now, trying to find peace. Hey, social media is what you make it. And then I want to say this to the people that have messaged me too, that have been cunts and been like accusing me of shit or just saying how I could do something different or whatever. I'm always raising money or doing something. Yeah, I do something about once every 2 months because I have nothing else to fucking do. So why not help give back? But this is where I'm going to make an ass out of you fuckers. The organizations that I say that I help or something that I share or we try to make donations to or we just try to be part of, they get tagged in all this shit. They are my friends. Now, let me ask you, have you ever fucked a friend over? Did they constantly ask you or invite you to their events or their house or whatever? No, that's not the way it works. See, the great thing about social media is if you make a post or you make something, people are going to see it. Especially the people that are involved in the post. You can't hide it. Why would you want to hide it, by the way? I've never understood that. I want you guys to understand that I help people and I give back. I have to deal with this shit every year, it seems like. You get somebody that's just not happy with the way I did something. I'm going to make a suggestion to you guys. Let me get some beer first. I'm going to make a suggestion to you guys. If you don't like the way that I'm doing something, do it your fucking self. That's it. Show me the right way to do it. You do it. You take the time out of your busy schedule. I don't have a busy schedule. You take the time out of your life and show me how to do it correctly. And after you show me how to do it correctly, I'll do it that way from now on if it makes sense for me. So, I know this is just kind of me being a cunt for a few minutes and me petty. But let me tell you, I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of the fact that I have to hear shit from people and you guys think I care. You know, I care about the person that's sitting there listening to this right now that likes me. I will never give a fuck what a hater thinks. I will never care what you guys that don't like me think. I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't care about my opinion of you either, by the way. Life is too short to walk around every day on eggshells and wondering if you're making everybody happy and if you are justifying everybody's opinion of you. Fuck that! I won't do it. I won't fucking do it. I'll never do that shit again. I want to be a good man. I want to make a good living. I want to raise an amazing child. I want to be the type of guy that when someone needs me, that I'm there for. That is why all this shit goes on deaf ears. Now, if y'all want to send this stuff to me, you want to make comments, whatever, that's fine. That is okay. I don't care. But I've got a feeling the people that do it are just miserable with themselves. So I'm even going to say a little prayer for you guys. Now, I'm going to pray that you find happiness. I'm going to pray that anybody that hates on me today, that doesn't like me, doesn't like something that I'm doing, I'm going to pray that you find happiness to where you stop looking and listening to stuff that you don't like, that makes you mad. And, if I'm offending you at any point in time, please, go fuck yourself. There is a knob on your radio right now. There's a button on your phone. Turn me off. At any point in time, if you're listening to me for the wrong reasons, I promise you, you're not the only one. But if you are listening to me for the wrong reasons, please turn it off. It's not hard. There's a lot of shit in this world that I don't like to listen to. There's a lot of people that I don't like to hear talk. There's a lot of people I don't value their fucking opinions whatsoever. Zero. And guess what? I don't listen to them. If someone annoys me on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, you know, I do unfollow them. I don't send them a message saying I think they're a piece of shit. I don't comment on their stuff saying, I think you're bad. You know what I do? I unfollow them. I could give a damn less about some of your opinions. Now, you get good people in your life, and I got some really good friends and family, and it's people that are associated with Raising Grace, that if they say something to me, I listen. And I got to do a better job. I've lost my cool with some people, and I shouldn't have because I'm stubborn. I'm hard-headed. And if I don't stop being so hard-headed and so stubborn to the people that actually matter, I'm going to run off some really good people in my life. And I don't want to be that way. I'm trying to grow every day. And I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about me as an individual. I am trying to be a better person every single day. A little bit better than I was yesterday. Got into a big fight with somebody yesterday. Ended up having to apologize to them because I was the child in the situation. I was a jackass. 100% a fucking idiot. I lost my temper. I lost my cool. I had a bad day and I took it out on them. I was wrong. I don't like change and I don't like doing shit anybody else's way. I like doing it my way. I got to remember that's not always what's best. You surround yourself with good people so when you don't know what's best, they help you find the best way. I'm just a dumbass sometimes. And let me tell you, I got to quit doing that. And I want the people that are hating on me, I want you just to stop. You can keep hating. Don't get me wrong. I like having haters because it means I'm doing something right. For some reason, I always say that Tupac says this quote, but maybe it was just a meme with Tupac on it. But it's, if everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong. If everyone likes you, you're doing something wrong. And there's some people who don't like me. I'll never be a kiss ass. I'll never be any of that. I'll never bow down to somebody. If you come at me, even the person said a while ago, they're like, I guess you're going to make a social media post about it. I did. I absolutely did. But I didn't make it in the way that you think I made it. I said the following. I want you to ask yourself something. Are you allowing people from your past that have no place in your future to aggravate you in your present, in your present? If you are, start remembering why you left their ass in your past in the first place. That's what I got in my head while ago when I was sitting in the bathtub. Is why do I even fucking care? Or why did I allow somebody to aggravate me? This person doesn't matter to me. I hope they have a great life. I don't think that they're an unattractive person. I don't think that they're a bad person. I think that we are the type of people that do not gel. And I'm kind of glad because I wouldn't want to be friends or be around someone who just, if you don't like somebody, why follow them? Why spend your time putting up with somebody else's shit that you don't want to put up with? You know, I know a lot of my friends on social media put up with this shit. I know they do. There's been women that I'm friends with that have just got blasted on Reddit. I tell them the same thing every fucking time. Who gives a fuck? An anonymous person. I tell you when I start caring about something that's on Reddit, when you got to reuse your real fucking name. If you don't like the way I handle a situation, please turn your shit off. Unfollow me. Don't have nothing to do with me again. I don't care. I don't come to your fucking job. I don't go to your social media and tell you, oh, you're doing this wrong. This is stupid. You shouldn't do it this way. No, don't do that. I don't do that because everyone is entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to live their life the way that they want to. As long as what you're doing don't fuck with me, I don't care what you're doing. A lot of people get mad at me for some of my views in this world. How I can drink and still talk about God. I hear that shit from the Christians all the time. Don't say you're a Christian if you get fucked up. You know what you can do? You can go fuck yourself. You don't have to answer for my sins. I do. You're not my judge. You're not my jury. And you damn sure ain't my executioner. Your opinion doesn't matter to me. When I get to heaven one day, I got to answer for those things. I've got to have that conversation. And last time I checked, there ain't no little mouse in my back pocket. This ain't no, we are sinning and living my life that way. It's me, motherfucker. It is me. And if you think that I'm going to spend any time, besides for this podcast, being petty, I'm not. I even went as far as after that person made that comment and we had that post from yesterday. I went ahead and name dropped. I went ahead and said, hey, you want to accuse me of some shit? That's cool. Go look at the organizations that invite me to shit. Go look at the organizations that ask me to come to their stuff that are all friends of mine on social media that I tag and stuff quite frequently. But I get mad. This will be a good one for you guys. Why don't you go ask some of my friends that have been places with me to some of these events that are for veterans? You ask them how mad I get when somebody tries to make the situation about them and not the veterans. There's a dude in Nashville now that was hanging out with a friend of mine, and that person kept making the situation about him. He kept bringing up his shit while we're talking to veterans. About their music and their songs. Like, this person kept making it about them. I hope I never see this person again. He'll never be on my show. I'll never do anything with anybody like that. When you have a chance to make a difference in somebody's life, you don't make it about you. You make it about them. I'm doing this show right now because I need an outlet because I'm pissed. It's better than making a TikTok. I can say what the fuck I want to. I can get as mad as I want to on here. And I want the people to know that come next year, I'm going to be salty for a little bit because I got aggravated here towards the end of the toy drive. Wasn't nothing to do with the people or the donations or whatever. It was the people reporting my shit to make it harder on us. If it was not for Miss Gypsy coming and spending a week here and her followers, we'd have been fucked. Every time I got online, we usually have 100, 200 people in our lives. It makes doing these charity events super easy. Many hands make light work. And let me tell you, let me fucking tell you, we would have 5. We would have 6. And it's from people constantly reporting your shit. I get it. You guys are salty. There was people that asked if we could help them right there at the end. And I had to be as nice as I could and say, hey, look, we told everybody you had to have your stuff in by the middle of October so we could pick. I think it was some of them that got mad because we couldn't help. I don't know what to do in that situation. I'm not going to be ugly to those people, but at the same time, I think some of them were some of the ones that kept reporting the shit, being fucking assholes. And if I could remember them next year, I wouldn't help them. I just want y'all to know that me and anybody associated with this studio, anybody associated with this show, we're your friend. If you ever need help, don't be scared to ask us for help. Swallow your pride. I've had to swallow my pride before. I take pride in the fact that I live a life to where I can help people. And I'm not changing that. It gives me a little bit of sanity with all the crazy that I have to deal with every day. Giving back and helping, it makes me feel good. I'm not going to let any of y'all steal that from me. But once again, haters, next year you've got about 10 months to come up with some great ideas for you to come sit your ass at this studio and to handle all that stuff for me. I'll allow y'all to do it. I don't care. As long as the people are getting help, that's fine. And I always say this. You folks do not have to donate through us for anything. Go straight to the organization, donate through them. That's fine. I don't care. Still going to the right place. Or if you don't trust us and you want to help somebody, you have people in your community that you can go help firsthand. People choose to help me, help them, because I'm just the middleman and I'm hooked up with good folks. That's it. I use my platform for good. I'm being very defensive about this. I'm being very aggravated about this because we live in a world where you have this shit. No good deed goes unpunished. But also the reason I did this episode, because I want to say thank you. I want to thank you to each and every person that donated $1 to $2,000, whatever you donated. Gypsy had a couple guys that I think they took care of two families themselves. Two Pilots Distillery sponsored a whole family themselves. Mr. David Waller sponsored a whole family himself. I think there's a couple more that by the time you added all their shit up, their donations up, they sponsored a couple families themselves. You know, I'm grateful for you guys. You guys are literally the reason why I still have faith in humanity. You know, the fact that you've got women on TikTok shaking their fucking ass and you've got morons that are donating thousands and thousands of dollars to them a month through gifts and all this other shit. And that's where they want their money to go. That's fine. I'm not telling anybody how to spend their money. But it shouldn't be so hard to help veterans and veteran organizations. It shouldn't be so hard to help people in need. But it's so easy to throw money at a young lady making an ass out of herself. Look, I got plenty of friends that have got OnlyFans that have made shit tons of money off of it. I have yet to spend a single dollar on anybody's OnlyFans. Now, there's a couple of them. I ain't gonna lie to you. There's a couple I'd like to see. But every time I think about it, I think about where that $20 can go instead. I also think about how I would rather just go fuck somebody than look at some nudes, or how I would just rather pull up YouPorn or Pornhub or something and watch some porn for free. I get the appeal of it. It's the girl next door doing nasty shit or showing off that badass body. But still, I'm not giving you money. I also don't like strip clubs. I like strippers, and I also like the OnlyFans girls. I do. I love a woman's hustle. I love when women figure out how to get money out of men. You just ain't getting fucking no money out of me. You know, it's not fucking happening. But anyway, look, even the people that made those posts about me or sent me those messages, I want you to be happy. And if I'm not making you happy by following me or you feel the need to say that kind of shit, unfollow me. It's super easy. I don't follow people that I don't like. I don't follow people that I don't trust. I don't follow people that I don't think are real and genuine ass people. And I never fucking will. So, I hope all of y'all have a Merry Christmas. I've got some more shows that are coming out the next day or two. I might save some for next week. But I wanted to do this one today because I was pissed off and aggravated. And this is my outlet. Once again, everybody that helped with the toy drive this year, 34 families. Last year, our goal was 15. We did 23. We set our goal this year at 30. We did 34. You guys are fucking awesome. I don't know what it'll be next year. I don't even know if I'll still have a social media next year with all you haters coming after me. I don't even know if I have a show. Maybe y'all all decide to come together and say, fuck Josh, he's a bad person. And if you do that, if everybody says it, then I guess it's got to be true. It's on social media. Anyway, I love each and every one of y'all. Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. King Petty is the fuck out of here.
Recording stopped.